This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. Auto News, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alan Taylor. I would say that if you've never heard this show before, be careful. There's a lot of bloviating that goes on, mostly by me. But if we're adding Josh Hancock, he is the man who matches the car with the film in Hollywood. There could be a double bloviation. And then if we add another man named Carl Brower, Senior Director of Insights over at Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, you could have a massive bloviation explosion. Because we're all going to talk about all the things we love about cars. But Carl, I think we're going to let you bloviate first, because I don't know if everybody understands the importance of what announcement is about to be made. One of our friends has been graced by Ford Motor Company to purchase. He's gotten his letter. It's like getting a letter from the United States, the President of the United States. No, it's even more important than that. He gets to buy one of the 500 Ford GTs that will be made for, about $500,000. I don't know how he's going to do it. Let's find out. Carl, what are you going to do there, buddy?
Let's not follow this conversation with discussions of presidents. Come on. Anyways, I'm extremely excited, to put it mildly, obviously. They're only going to make 500 cars, 200 of which aren't even going to be sold in the U.S. They're global market cars, which means 300 are left for enthusiasts within the U.S., and there were 6,500 applications for those 500 cars. So, I'm feeling the one in 13 shot I feel pretty good about.
Now, Josh Hancock on the line. Josh, what happens is Carl's going to need help paying for that car. You are in Hollywood. He is in Orange County. You're going to need a car in a movie, aren't you? And you, and who do you know that's going to have one that needs to help making payments on that car?
Oh, boy.
Right?
Can I ask you a question? Carl, I heard that they were...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Is there a restriction, Carl? First off, congratulations. But did they tell you you have to keep the car for a certain period of time?
We haven't gotten to that point in the discussion yet, so nothing I've gotten so far. I actually, honestly still have to look through some more of the paperwork to be sure, but I don't think I've seen that yet. However, my understanding is that that will be a component of it, that there'll be some level of time frame that you're expected to keep the car, and if you decide to sell it, that Ford gets first right of refusal. That's what they did on the last time around when I got my 05, and they were willing to help me. And I, of course, was like, well, okay, because, you know, I'm such the flipper for the profit, because I'm the guy who always wants to have the car while it's hot and then flip it before it gets unhot, which, by the way, so many people do in this world, and so many people who chase these kind of cars down do, and I am so glad that Ford is basically saying, oh, we're making that impossible. Thank you.
Look at what happened with your first car. I mean, you could flip it, but it just keeps going up in value.
Right. Yeah, and you know, again, people who bought the first car basically as soon as it was available and kept it all the time since they got it, had a higher percentage chances of getting the new one, as it should have been.
Exactly.
So, not Josh, Carl, I mean, are you going to have to sell your 2005 that you've had since brand new to be able to get this one, or what the heck are you going to do?
Well, we're back to talking to Josh about payments for being in movies with the new one, okay?
Exactly.
Wait. There's a Kickstarter I saw go up this morning.
Right. Now,
why are you so interested in how Carl's going to pay for the car?
Because, you know what?
It's none of your business, actually.
First of all, I know Carl. He's like you and me, Josh. He ain't a rich dude, so this is going to be like climbing Mount Everest.
Carl has been embezzling from the company for years.
Don't say that. We're going to take
aside enough money.
Don't say that. He is not. That is not true, everybody. Josh, oh, my God. Carl, hang on. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and find out exactly what are you going to do. But anyway, that's all. Because how do you finance $500,000? Ugh, it is The Drive. Don't go anywhere.
This show is presented in part by E3 Spark Plugs, born to burn. What are you running? We'll be right back.